Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Emergency responders quickly contained a vehicle fire in downtown Bad Axe on Wednesday, November 19th. Yesterday, we did bring you a story regarding a car fire in front of a law office in downtown Bad Axe. The incident occurred at approximately 12:05 p.m. in front of a local law office in downtown Bad Axe. The Bad Axe Police Department and Bad Axe Fire Department were immediately dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, first responders utilized a fire extinguisher to suppress the flames and disconnected the vehicle's battery connections to prevent further electrical hazards. Firefighters then extinguished any remaining smoldering materials. According to the Bad Axe Fire Department's preliminary investigation, the fire originated in the vehicle's dashboard and was electrical in nature. The vehicle was subsequently towed from the scene. No injuries were reported in connection with the incident. The quick response by local emergency services prevented the fire from spreading or causing additional property damage. We thank all of our emergency personnel as they continue to keep us safe each and every day. And a St. Clair County Drug Task Force located narcotics and weapons while executing a search warrant on the 4700 block of Meadow Lawn Drive in Fort Gratiot Township on November 12th. The task force took two individuals into custody after they located 7 grams of methamphetamine, narcotic sales materials, and a .22 rifle, 300 blackout rifle, AR-15 rifle, a 16-gauge shotgun, and a 9mm pistol, and various ammunition. Taken into custody were Christopher Diem, 37, of Fort Gratiot, and Harmony Casper, 39, of Fort Gratiot. Both Diem and Casper were each arraigned on the same 3 felonies. They are each charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, maintaining a drug house, and felony firearm. The bond was set at $10,000 cash surety for both Diem and for Casper. And Bay County Commissioners have approved a transfer of $1.35 million in opioid settlement funds to the Bay Area Community Foundation for local stewardship and grant making. BACF will manage the funds through a dedicated field of interest fund, ensuring the money is used for evidence-based prevention, treatment, recovery, and harm reduction strategies in line with the National Opioid Settlement Agreement. The foundation will partner with local leaders and experts to establish grant guidelines, oversee application and evaluation processes, and track long-term outcomes to address the opioid crisis and improve community health in Bay County. When we come back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, Environmental and consumer groups are weighing in on a major new agreement in which OpenAI will run its systems on Amazon's cloud infrastructure under a multi-billion dollar deal, viewing it as another sign of rapid consolidation in the artificial intelligence computing market. Supporters argue the arrangement could accelerate innovation and improve AI services, while critics worry it could increase dependence on a few large technology platforms and raise questions about competition and data governance. In our international news, in Brazil's Amazon region, a prominent nonprofit organization reported that criminal gangs expanded their presence last year and now operate in nearly half of the area's municipalities, deepening concerns about deforestation, violence, and illegal economies. The findings suggest organized groups are entrenching themselves along key rivers and remote towns, complicating law enforcement efforts and environmental protection initiatives. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather information, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.